From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting an estimated 14 million Americans will lose their health insurance coverage next year if Congress approves the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office said in its report that it's the cost of carrying out one of President Donald Trump's favorite campaign promises, repealing and replacing Obamacare.
The press is making Obamacare look so good all of a sudden. I'm watching the news. Looks so good. They're showing these reports about this one gets so much and this one gets so much. First of all, it covers very few people. And it's imploding. And 17 will be the worst year. And I said it once, I'll say it again, because Obama's gone. You know, things are going to be very bad this year for the people with Obamacare.
Democratic Congressional Leader Nancy Pelosi has this response to the CBO report.
In terms of insurance coverage, it's immoral. In terms of giving money to the rich at the expense of working families, it is indecent and wrong.
Under Obamacare, 20 million people who previously could not afford health insurance are now covered, but rising premiums could threaten coverage for some. President Trump plans to quiz German Chancellor Angela Merkel about her experience dealing with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the chancellor visits the White House later this week. Trump officials told reporters ahead of Friday's meeting that the president wants to look past his differences with the German leader and form strong common positions. For details and more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Turkey says it is suspending high-level ties with the Netherlands as part of a series of sanctions, protesting moves by Dutch authorities to bar Turkish ministers from holding rallies in support of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The two countries have been at odds for days after Turkey's foreign minister and home minister were prevented from attending events meant to boost support for an upcoming referendum that would give Erdogan wider power. Dorian Jones has more from Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly called the Dutch government Nazis for preventing two of his ministers from speaking at a rally for ethnic Turks in support of an April referendum to extend presidential powers. Political columnist Semi Adiz of Al Monitor website says the dispute has reached unprecedented levels.
I think it is very serious because words and remarks have been exchanged that have never been exchanged before.
Despite Erdogan's tough rhetoric, no concrete steps have been taken. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Millions of people across the northeastern United States are bracing for a major snowstorm, which is expected to move through the region late Monday into Tuesday. Meteorologists are calling for snowfall totals as high as 60 centimeters in New York. Bill de Blasio is the mayor of New York City.
New Yorkers should stay off the roads. This is a very important point for your own safety, given the frigid temperatures, the huge amount of snow in a short period of time.
The heaviest snowfall is expected over New York, parts of Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and Vermont. Poland says it will seek the arrest and extradition of a Minnesota man identified by the Associated Press as a former Nazi commander responsible for killing of 44 civilians in World War II. A Polish prosecutor says, according to the evidence his office has been gathering for several years, authorities are 100% certain that 98-year-old Michael Karkok is their man. But Karkok's son says the prosecutors are mistaken.
The idea that a man who built a monument to 12 villagers killed in his home village by the Nazis in retribution for the activities of their underground is not a Nazi war criminal.
The Associated Press says Karkok lied to U.S. immigration authorities after the war before settling in Minnesota. And the death toll from the landslide at a massive garbage dump in Ethiopia's capital has climbed to more than 60 people. On Monday, rescuers used bulldozers to move piles of trash to search for survivors in Addis Ababa. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.